welcome everyone to another episode of the Bus Stop Podcast. Eric Westman here with you as usual. And today we dive into a topic we have visited before. This would be part three of resolving conflict. And our resident expert on the topic, Dave Stripe, who's manager of security and operations, joins us again today. Dave, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Also joining us today to round out the topic is Tim Parrish, who we haven't talked to in quite some time, but he has been on before. He's the Vice President of Operations, Safety, and Package Express. Tim, welcome back to the podcast, and thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Eric. Thanks.
Well, Dave, as we have previously discussed how employees can use the PPOL techniques of positioning, posturing, observing, and listening to help resolve conflicts, and you've walked us through an incident that happened at one of the locations and talked about what went well and what could have gone differently. Now, on today's podcast, you have an update for us on how employees have responded to the information we've been discussing on the previous podcast. So let us know what you found out.
Well, Eric, I'm really proud to let you know that our employees have been doing a great job in resolving physical conflicts. Since we last talked, there has been a downward trend in the number of physical altercations, which is what we want to see, because the goal is always to keep our employees safe as they work to give customers a great travel experience.
Well, that's great news, Tim. I can imagine hearing this news has to make you proud of the employees and the effort they are putting forth each day in the terminals and on the buses to bring these incident numbers down.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. You know, our terminal staff and drivers, they work really hard to ensure that the customers have an excellent travel experience. You know, from time to time, it doesn't quite go as we want or as the customer would want. But when those challenges arise, I know that our employees are there and are doing everything they can to resolve them in an appropriate manner. And so it's so great to hear that, the trend in physical altercations has declined and that our employees are successfully using PPOL technique to resolve these conflicts.
And Dave, since the trend is now going down on the physical altercations, does this mean that we are now out of the woods and can relax, or is there another area that we need to focus our attention on?
Well, Eric, while things are improving, we're not completely out of the woods yet. We're focusing on the mask situation right now, and we still have one area of conflict resolution we need to address, and that's centered on verbal confrontations. We've seen an uptick in the number of verbal confrontations due to our new face covering policy that requires everyone traveling to wear a mask. Obviously, there are some customers who feel this policy doesn't sit well with them, and they will become very vocal about why they should be allowed to wear it without a mask. While this happens, some of our employees tend to match the heightened level of the customer's voice, and this only escalates the situation. What we want our employees to remember is that we must always work to de-escalate those confrontations. While this may be difficult to do in the moment, it's always possible by first staying calm and keeping our voice at a level that doesn't make you seem to be combative to the customer. To do this, you need to attentively listen to the individual at length. And when they have completed saying all they have to say that's on their mind, then respond in a calm, unconfrontational tone. What we must remember is our response will be heard more effectively when it's not perceived as an argumentative and condescending to the customer. Equally important to remember is that while the customer may be talking in an undesirable manner, he or she is not upset with you, but they are more upset about their situation. Remind yourself that the verbal confrontation is not a personal attack. Knowing this can help you in the response you give and how you give it.
Dave, that's definitely some great information to pass along there. Tim, I understand that you have a top 10 list of how to respond during a verbal confrontation that will help employees during these challenging times.
I do, and I would love to share it with our listeners. And so, these are just 10 principles that that I like to use with verbal de-escalation, you know, and number one is respect the personal space of the individual, you know, let them feel comfortable and that they're not closed off or blocked off to exits. So you want to make sure to give them personal space. Number two, don't be provocative and respond in anger. You know, be in control and be measured. You can't control how they behave, but you can control yourself. And then establish, you know, verbal contact calmly with the individual. You know, the ask for me is that all of our employees stay calm when somebody is escalating verbally with us, that we stay calm, we stay in control. And then be concise. You know, speak in short, easy to understand sentences and phrases. And don't be afraid to repeat what you're trying to convey to them multiple times. And then, like David said, you know, listen closely to what the person is saying. A lot of times what they're saying is out of emotion, not out of what they really want us to do or how we can help. So keenly listening to what they say and understand how we can help is key in de-escalating verbal situations. And then number six, identify the individual's wants and feelings and needs. So once you've done that listening and you can understand what they want, it's going to help us accomplish resolution and being able to take care of the customer. And then number seven, agree or disagree with the person's concerns while avoiding negative statements. Whether we're going to agree or disagree, you know, make sure that we don't verbally attack them, but we just stick to what we know to be true of what was said. And then number eight is set clear limits. You know, make sure that they know what the expectations or the outcome is. If we say that they don't bring it down, we're going to have to remove them from the terminal, then, you know, that's a clear limit and we need to be able to do that. But make sure that they understand what those limits are as we communicate them. And then offer choices and optimism to the customer. One thing that I see a lot in the field and I hear a lot of stories is where we take a situation, you know, that is getting escalated. We get it resolved and we give the customer that optimism and choices of, hey, I can't get you on this schedule, but I can get you on that schedule or whatever the case may be. And we do a great job with that and ask us to continue to do that. And then really the 10th one is just a review of the event. You should always look back at any verbal de-escalation event or one that has escalated and then learn from it and understand what should you do next time. Because unfortunately, there'll probably be a next time. And how you handle those situations goes a long way with the customer.
So Tim and Dave, these are definitely not one-time learning events. It's something that the employees must continue to put in place as we get ready to close. Is there anything that you want to specifically point out about handling verbal confrontations?
You know, Tim's top 10 list is excellent. It hits right to the point. And what I'd like to further just add 2 points to that is, number one is a lot of those that he just spoke about they're in our customer service seller program that we put out. And the second thing is, this is not just geared towards escalations and of the mask policy, but are applicable about any customer service situation that arises, such as a bus breakdown or a bus running late or a bus without air conditioning, or the lift is not working correctly, or a passenger who doesn't want to pay the baggage handling fee. All these verbal escalations you have to start with those before they get to a physical confrontation. And what we want to do is be the calming voice and the calming person that allows the customer to vent their frustration, because they're not really frustrated at the employee. They're frustrated at whatever's the incident or whatever the surrounding issue is. And our employees need to remember that. It's not them, it's the issue. So if we can stay focused on that, we can deliver a customer experience that's positive, whether or not the passenger gets what they need or what they feel they need. The last thing is that this is geared towards any type of verbal altercation, not just for the mask policy.
Well, yeah, and
Go ahead.
Sorry, Eric. Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, again, what I would ask everybody is, you know, review PPOL. I mean, we put training out like that with positioning, posturing, observing, and listening out, you know, as tips and tricks to help, you know, our field folks as they interact with customers or anybody they may come in contact with, both positive and negatively. And then using, you know, the verbal de-escalation and really looking to use those skills when you're in it. When you're getting yelled at, it's hard sometimes to remember these, but the more that you practice the skills, the better you become at being able to de-escalate a situation and get to a mutual agreed upon, you know, solution to the situation.
Absolutely, Tim.
Well, Tim and Dave, thank you both very much. I know it's in the midst of the busy summer travel season. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us today. You've provided some excellent information that employees can take and helping them to process the resolving conflicts. Hopefully we'll have you back again sometime, maybe on a different topic, but we can continue this conversation as much as we need to, just to make sure that we are successful in all areas of our travel experience for our customers. So again, thank you both very much. And thank you to all those who are listening. And once again, you are Greyhound. So be first, be safe, be stealthy.